No, the sound of the waves against the castle of Duntroon. Number of different settings of this tune, offering a fairly wide palette of expressive effects if you wanted to pick and mix. Here's Mackay, for example. Timed roughly as follows. The D is asserted there fairly prominently. It's a little dab on your way down from E to A or from E to low G. Oh, and that has interesting tonal implications for what follows later, so he probably means it. Mackay cuts his shul up, all three of them. And so on. None of the other editors, trebles, the shul, nobody is more than two of anything. I think it's probably a wise restraint. Mackay's scores are often developed perhaps a little beyond what the musical ideas will stand. Here seems to be a clear case in point. And now Colin Cameron. As follows, I think, as I explain in the PDF which accompanies this, that he plays down to a little too obviously. And that's just the clear implication of the score. Heel yo fo, hee yo dree, heel yo hee and dro. Heel yo fo, hee yo dree, hee yo hee and dro. Heel yo fo, hee yo dree, hee yo ro bree. Maybe that's just cut down. God could imply that. And Colin Cameron's settings are usually conspicuously musical, so. And that might be more in accordance with the intention. Donald McPhee looks at first blush like the pick of them, full of interesting little touches. But look what he does. Here's his ground. Heel yo fo, hee abri, heel yo fi, andro. Heel yo fo, hee abri. All very well and good, but look what happens. He repeats the first line throughout. And so that when he continues in his second of his four lines, you begin to think, feel that A-C-E-F motif is beginning to outstay its welcome. Glenn, as so often, gives us what looks like the best bet, ultimately, taking one or two points from McPhee, but not following McPhee down the line of that, I think, disastrously repeated first line. Something as follows. Here's the ground, Glenn, published setting. Heel yo fo, hee yo bree, heel yo Played either way, either down or up, I reckon, with that slur that might be more than a slur. You see, and then I'm varying the EA cadence a bit to give a little spice to the whole. And if you wanted to, that effect that you see in Mackay, where the D is sounded, you could. Glenn Score would let you do that. There it is. Last line. Now, in the scores we assemble in the PDF file, we can see that there are a number of different ways of tackling that final coda there, including is one possibility, and also dropping the I think, a little obtrusive E cadence at the beginning of the final bar. This brings us to the shul, of which all sensible editors have got two only. As in McPhee, Glenn times a singling, points a singling of the shul down and the doubling up to give a bit of rhythmical variety. Yandi handi hairi handi handi hairi yando yandi handi 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 hairi hairi handro yandi handi hairi hairi handi hairi yando wandi handi hairi hairi fande fande yando yandi harandai yando yambi harai yando yambi handi hairi handi handi hairi yando wandi handi hairi hairi fande farai yando yandi hairi handi handi hairi harai hairi yando. Then we step up into the upcut doubling. Yum dai yum bi yum vai yum vai yum vai yum vai yandrando yum bai yum dai yum bai yum bai yum bai yum bai yandrando rovi rovi randai yum dai yum dai yum dai yandrando. And so, in a perfectly straightforward, routine manner. Which brings us, in the course of nature, to the total force culture, tripling variation. Yeah, singling first. Harambai, harambai, harandai, harandai, harambai, harambai. Yando harambai harandai 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 harambai harambai yando harandai 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 harambai harambai yando Hacharam pi, hacharam di, hacharam bai, hacharam bai, hacharam bai, hacharam bai, hil ni yanto, hacharam bai, hacharam bai, yanto, hacharam dai, yanto, hacharam bai, hacharam dai, hacharam dai, hacharam dai, hacharam dai, hacharam dai, yanto. Harambai, harandai, 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 harambai, harambai, hilyanto, harambai, harandi, harando, harandi, yarando, harambai, hilyanto. Then we step up quite naturally, a little increase in tempo into the doubling. Harum bai, harum dai, harum dai, harum dai, harum bai, harum dai, harum do, harum do, and so on, perfectly logical and orthodox fashion. And we come off the end of that into the tour of singling, tour of the doonchin, somewhat thus. Harum bai, harum dai, harum do, harum di, harum do, harum dai, harum do, harum do. Hey, brum bai, brum dai, brum bai, brum bai, brum bai, brum dai, ni ando. Hey, brum bai, brum bai, brum bai, brum bai, brum bai, brum bai, ni ando. Very straightforward, nothing to trouble you. Full plain sailing, as Bob Nicol would say in such settings. This is followed by the tour of the doonchin doubling. Glenn then leads back in his ground in the traditional fashion, followed by a crooler singling, crooler doubling. Perfectly orthodox. Followed by the ground again at the end of the tune. Most interesting piece, Sound of the Waves against the Castle of Duntroon.